Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. Reporting from the green room. Kind of more show after the show of the Thursday edition on this, what is it, 28th day? That's why I'm so screwed up this week. I kept thinking that today was the 30th. I don't know. My dates have been messed up.
I'm going to help Laura out on this because she usually makes the announcement. Remember, now is the time to update your insurance. Starts today.
Oh, it's in my book to tell Kelly after the show.
The what?
We have your to insurance. Update our insurance.
Right, it starts today. I wrote it
in 15 days.
And it's the 12th or the 11th, right, that it ends.
Yes, 15 days.
Like 2 years ago, I screwed it up. Yes. I don't know why. Why do we have to go through the whole process and check it off? If it's going to stay the same, why do I have to do a damn thing?
Because they change.
You should go through. I mean, it should be, do you want to keep everything
right.
the same?
Bam. Yes.
What Kelly? It does highlight what you had last year, and then it says, would you like to change this? If you go through it, it'll tell you.
Yeah, but you have to go through the whole thing.
It's called open enrollment, and they're talking about our company. Everybody, you know, if you work at a company and you get an insurance plan, this is what it is.
Kelly, remind me, I will give you the phone number.
Oh, no, that's what I did last year. Because 2 years ago, I took my daughter off dental, which, you know, cost me a few bucks. But I petitioned, they let me get her back on. You know, it might have cost me $150, but it sucked. And last year, I remember you saying that. I said, I'll just call them and make sure
because
go through this, and boom.
The lady just walked me through, and I said, I would like to. I was at the same point that Kelly was. Everything was the same for me. Nothing had changed. So the woman said, she'd read me the question. I'd say, keep it the same.
And this applies to anybody listening how?
Well, they may have to deal with the same thing. Whether they have health insurance and they have to do that. Every November, it's a pain in the ass.
I don't know if it's November for everybody. I have no idea.
Well, whatever. It's the end of the year, clearly.
I apologize because this is my fault. I was just reminding the people in this room.
Like, what are we talking about? All right, whatever. Go do your insurance today. Important reminder.
It starts today.
Important reminder. Thank you. Thank you, Scotty.
You're welcome, buddy.
I do appreciate it.
That's very, very nice. I forgot what I was going to say.
I have some questions.
I know you do. I know you have some questions.
I love these questions.
I want to start with a question for you, though.
Okay.
These would be ethical, what would you do kind of questions. That's what we decided today. We would throw some scenarios at you, and you could tell us. I know that some of you, maybe in the studio, do not believe in hauntings. Okay, but let's just say for the S and G's, for the purpose of this question, you did. Okay? Would you live in a haunted house if it meant, let's just say, would you live in a haunted house that was haunted because of a heinous crime that was committed there? If it gave you the ability to afford to live in your dream home. So this is the home of your dreams, man. It's
Couple
got
questions.
Everything. Got
so
everything.
You're saying it is haunted.
It is haunted. There was a heinous crime there. It is the home you never, ever thought you could afford. It is a dream home. But a terrible crime was committed there, and it's rumored to be haunted. Would you live there?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Would Amy find that fascinating?
Might.
That's creepy.
It's something that we would have to talk about. Because, you know, I've always been... I knew a guy that worked for an insurance company, a place that sold houses, and reached out to me a couple times and said, hey, something happened to this house. I know it's going to be going up for sale.
Well,
and some people would be like, if a crime happened there, and I'm like, if a crime happened there, it's not the house's fault, and you can get a house right. that's...
Easier said than done. It's different if a crime... First of all, it ain't haunted, because that's
Correct.
BS.
I'm with you, Kelly.
But just the fact of living in a house where somebody you know, it was a triple homicide. I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I could.
No,
either.
You're thinking about the depression and how did that? No, you're thinking about it. No.
Yeah, I can't let
somebody,
that go.
But wait a minute. For somebody who doesn't believe in any of that stuff.
No, I don't believe in ghosts. No, but I do believe. I know the facts say that happened in that house, and that's depressing to look at that wall and say, oh my God.
That's where it happened.
So and so.
That'll never get out of your head.
Three people.
You're exactly right. I agree with you, Kelly, and I do believe in ghosts. And as far as ghosts and haunting and stuff, the only question I would have about that is it a malevolent spirit? The nasty one. The one that grabs you, leaves bruises, and does shit to you.
Nobody.
Hey, there's too many cases, Laura, where stuff has happened when
documented.
It can't be explained.
They're all documented.
They're all documented.
Sometimes I wake up on a Sunday morning and go, where did I get that bruise? And think,
you don't know. You've never had to experience it.
You know, I know I experience phantom bruises all
Scotty
the time, and
I
wonder if in the middle of the night somebody's grabbing me.
You can say what you want. Scotty and I have talked to the people who have experienced some stuff, okay? So you don't have to believe it, but that's fine. So you wouldn't stay there. I wouldn't stay there. Would you?
I'm back and forth because I think I could compartmentalize just put it in a that happened in the house and maybe just not think about it. I don't know
how a murder, a terrible crime happens in a room in the house that you're going to live in and you're not going to think about it every time you walk in.
Well, I lived in an old house and most likely at some point.
Yeah, most likely, but you don't know. You don't
somebody
know the exact
passed
specifics.
In that house.
Passing and a heinous crime is two different things.
But they died.
No, that's different. Totally different.
Nope.
I mean, what
no
if,
problem.
I mean, if you paint and you put up your own personal things, don't you think you'd find a way to?
No, it's still the same room.
No, I don't.
But those are just walls.
My grandparents.
It's called sheetrock.
My grandparents in the old days, they would wake people in their living rooms. And I'd sit there in their dining room, which was attached to the living room. I thought there was a casket there once.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that all through my childhood. Freaked me out.
That. Yeah.
I don't like that.
I think I might be able to do it.
20% of people say they'd be okay living in a house where a murder took place. 20%.
Yeah, 80% said no.
17% said okay with a haunted house. 46 would be fine with a haunted house if they could get it at a discount. Yeah, even if it's my dream home, I never thought I'd be able to get it. But a heinous crime took place there, that would be a struggle. But I just don't see it.
But see, here's the thing, and I know, I don't want you to get angry at me. If there's more I'd want to know. Mm. Is this like a huge news story where forever I'm going to deal with like, hey,
people showing up at the house.
Oh, you mean other people?
Showing up at the house.
I'm just worried about my mind.
Do you realize the people who bought the original Conjuring house have to deal with trespassers all the time? And that would be something that I'd take into consideration, too. You know, they finally changed the windows in the Amityville house because people knew this house year-round, especially in the fall, people wanted to go and see the house.
The windows that look like the eyes.
It looked like the eyes. Yeah. After a while, like that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, but if you live in a small town and a heinous crime takes place, a murder, let alone a multiple murder, mm-hmm. that house is, you're forever.
And
what kind of
heinous crime?
When you walk into the when you walk into the coffee shop, they're like, there's the guy that lives in the anus house, right? The one with the anus crime.
Mm.
The anus crime.
Yeah, I mean, all right. So that's a little ethical question for you.
Yes.
All right. Throw that out there. Okay. All right, Laura, what do you have?
Do you have ethical questions, or what would you do? I have would you rathers. I just have deep questions. I have hypotheticals. So first I'll throw a would you rather out there because I think this one's funny. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or would you rather talk like Mike Tyson?
I guess I'd rather fight. I'll take the one beat down and it's over with.
The
one beat down that you take could forever change the way
Mushhead.
You talk.
Yeah.
Could change everything.
I think a bad example because you're going to talk like Mike Tyson if you take the other example.
That's true. I would take the beating because he probably like second punch and I'm out.
Yeah.
So that's over. I take the beating. Absolutely.
I want to flock.
And I take a dive.
You know.
Yeah.
Kith. That's one of my favorite shirts.
Yes.
The four faces of Mike Tyson and Kiss out in makeup. It says KITH. It's hilarious.
Kiss.
I'd never laugh in front of him, though. I can tell you that right now. All right, give me one of the deep questions. What's the deep question?
Oh, okay. Let me get a.
Laura comes up with these deep sort of.
Take it deep, Laura.
Yeah, take it deep.
There's plenty of them.
I was just looking, before you get to this, speaking of deep, I was just looking at some of the news cuts. I was just making some audio changes and stuff, and in Kelly's news category.
I haven't used this one. I'm looking forward to using this one again.
Kelly, this is in his news category of audio. Speaking of deep, I don't know why this is in there, but Kelly put this in the system.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about Bosby.
What is
in love? What?
I think it might be, and I don't watch the shows. What's the South Park or whatever?
Yeah,
I think
right.
It might have been from one of those shows, and I heard it and I grabbed it.
Kelly, because most of the cuts in Kelly's news thing are, you know, actual, you know, clips of things.
He's talking about balls deep.
Never heard that. All right, to your deep question, Lauren.
Okay. If when you died, you got put into a room for eternity with people who died the same way, how would you want to die?
How would I want to die? All right, I'm going to be with the same people for eternity. How would I want to die?
And they died the same way as you. So you get clustered. Your room is, you know, you were the murdered group. You were the cancer
group. Well, clearly
group.
You don't
want to
be the...
No. Sleep. Like, in my sleep. I want to die in my sleep.
Absolutely.
People that just died naturally, happy.
Yeah. How I want to die and how I'm going to die are two very different things. I would like to die passionately making love. How I'm going to die? Well, I'm going to die in an automobile accident because of my radio name.
Don't put that on me, dude.
No, I'm not.
I gave you that name.
I know, but I know that I am going to die in a car wreck.
Jeez.
Because of the
Where'd
radio
that come
name.
From? That's a downer.
Well, see, as a kid, I used to be convinced I was going to get cancer because cancer is my sign.
Oh, God.
Terrified as a kid. It took a long time for me to realize that.
Kelly is going to die in a folding chair with some lotion and some tissues.
Jumper cables on
and
his
jumper
taint.
Cables on his taint.
Hopefully it's going to have something to do with my car in the parking lot and going less than 5 miles an hour.
I choose not to think about it, to be honest with you. But I guess falling asleep. It's not like you're gonna be forever doing what it is when you died. That's what you're hoping. If you're thinking you're gonna have great sex and you're gonna die doing it, you're not gonna go to the afterlife and start having great sex. You're not.
No, but I'm hoping to be in the room with other guys that were with women that were a tad bit younger than them.
Oh, because that's a good group of guys to hang
out
with. Wouldn't you rather be with the younger women instead of the guys who were with younger women who might be way more skeevy than
Dummy.
You?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, just throwing it out there, trying to throw a little light on it. Falling asleep, Laura, that's all. Sleeping.
Okay. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
If you could erase one thing from existence, even the memory of that thing, what would it be?
Cancer.
Not in your life, but in the world.
In
huh?
the world.
Cancer.
Right now it would be global warming, I think. And cancer.
Yeah, cancer would be
cancer. Yeah. Wow.
Well, okay. All right. You want to take the really heavy stuff off the table? You want to eliminate one thing? Ted Nugent. No, he's just so in your face. Just settle down,
Ted. We wouldn't have Stranglehold if we were raising
him. I would not miss Stranglehold at all. I'll give you that. No, it wouldn't be Ted Nugent.
Wow.
You got to erase it from all of eternity.
Because I was like, you know, I would erase like Dylan getting burned. It was a serious thing. But
so that's a personal memory.
But it's a personal thing. But I don't even, it says even the memory of it. And I think that it totally shaped some things in our lives that I don't know if I would want to, because he's okay.
Caitlin had the brain bleed. Yeah. And I would not erase that from my memory for anything because
you learned so much.
I learned so much and it changed us for the better. We learned from that. We are stronger because we lived through that. I don't ever want to forget that.
And it's weird because at first I was like, oh, I totally get rid of that. But I'm like, I think it kind of, it worked for our family.
Yeah, it was a level of terror for us that I can't even fathom. Thinking about it makes me nervous. But getting through it and having it turn out the way it did, miracle. So, yeah. But I go back to cancer.
I'm sticking with global warming.
Also, macaroni and cheese. I would wipe that out. I would wipe it out.
He does not like the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my God. There's nothing
forcing you to eat it.
Grosser. Gross.
That is
get rid of it.
But how happy was your wife when she had her little mac and cheese?
She was. She was. But, you know what? She'd be happy with something else.
Oh.
She could live with it.
If you
what would you what would you get rid of, Scotty?
No, you're right. Something big like cancer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you were required by law to get a full body tattoo, what would your tattoo be for your entire body?
It would be of me.
Like your inside?
It would fit right into my whole body. You wouldn't even know I had a tattoo.
No, it doesn't work like that, dude.
Well, clearly it can.
It took him a split second. Not even. Nanosecond, maybe. Microsecond. That's how long it took him to come
up with
that
answer. Flowers and vines and butterflies.
I just want, like, what I've done is the different sci-fi figures and horror movies.
Well, yeah, yours was the answer.
Just keep going.
My whole body, I would put, like, tons of just, vines and willows and sunflowers and daisies and...
I put clouds.
Clouds all over your body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they wouldn't have to be on every piece of my body.
Yeah,
because the sky isn't filled with clouds, so there'd be large parts of my body where there wasn't any clouds, which means there would be less pain. I'm just trying to think pragmatically.
Full body tattoo.
Just trying to think pragmatically.
Entire body. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Just trying to throw that out
then
there.
Then you would get the sky.
Yeah. And there's a lot of sky there going.
Okay. One's just a little more weird.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could change the sounds your body makes, like your burp, your farts, your yawns, your sneezes, what new sound effect would you put, like when you yawn, what sound effect would you give it? And when you burp, would you want it to go beep or something weird like that?
I love the sound of my burps.
You lost me on that.
You're changing the sound effects that you make.
Of your body.
Like when you sneeze. Achoo!
Or a yawn,
would you rather go
noise of a yawn.
Ding dong? Or like,
no, I don't want
I don't
to
ever
say ding
want
dong.
To
just
ding
like,
dong.
Like
especially the way you just
when
said.
You yawn, maybe birds would, you know.
Chirp.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind that. Yeah, I wouldn't want to change it. Let me ask you something, Laura.
Sure.
Would you rather splash a large amount of water on your crotch before a big board meeting or have dog shit stuck to the bottom of your shoes in church?
The dog poop in church, I guess.
I'm not a
church person.
I'll go
anyway.
With you.
The reason
it would be a problem in church is because when you kneel down, everybody would see the poop.
But it's not my poop. It's not like I pooped on my own shoes.
Why does that person smell?
I mean, wetting myself.
I sat next to someone who smelled like dog poop in church. Kelly, what would you do? A large amount of water on your crotch before a big board meeting or whatever?
And I guess I go church.
Let me tell you something else. I'm not embarrassed anymore. You get to a certain point, you're like, I got water on my crotch. I spill water.
Sure,
everybody deal with it. We're adults,
well,
okay?
In a group of our size, okay, maybe I'm not embarrassed, but in a large corporate meeting,
large
a lot of people you don't
meeting,
know
guess what?
That have heard of you but haven't met you, and you're making a first impression.
And your first impression is, look, I'm human, man. I'm sorry. And you humanize it, and you actually, you become one of them.
Yeah.
You become one of them.
Because you peed yourself.
No, you didn't. I didn't say pee.
They're not going to buy
it. Didn't say pee.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to buy it.
It's disarming. You can disarm the crowd, get them on your side. Oh, that poor guy. That poor guy. You're going to go in front of a board meeting. Guys, I hate it. I got to tell you right now, I just spilled water on myself. Yeah. Wow, what a day. And then you go on. If they're going to judge you and negatively because of that, then I don't want to be associated with them anyway. True. Yeah. I'm serious.
Well, you know what?
Diffuse the situation.
Exactly.
Sometimes I'll say that to Amy. If you walk in and you don't have your shirt on and you're heavy, you've already taken that out of the room.
You take your weakness and make it your strength.
Yep.
That's it. You know? I got a giant mole on my face or something like that. I'll go in and go, moly cow. And everybody laughs. And then boom.
Yep.
The air is out of the room.
Okay.
The air is out of the room.
So would you rather have your eyeball fall out at random times or have uncontrollable constant drool? I guess you would take the eyeball because you could turn it into a joke.
I would go with the eyeball.
Who
it's
wouldn't
funny.
Make it a joke?
I mean,
I would take the eyeball.
Yeah, but constantly you're just all of a sudden
drooling.
Yeah, I don't
drooling,
want to do that.
Drooling is there's something
messy.
Seriously wrong with you.
Yeah,
the eyeball falling out.
Yeah, that happens. Happens all the time. It happens, Scotty, 3 times on the way to work.
Yep.
You know, and you just go, whoa, I can't see you. Hold on.
Or all of a sudden,
keeping an eye on you, Jim.
Yeah, not bad. All right, yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, would you rather spank Jennifer Lopez or titty twist Scarlett Johansson?
Titty twist Scarlett Johansson.
Spanking.
Oh, yeah, he's a butt guy.
The twisting.
Yeah,
really?
That's more of a pain. She's not going to enjoy
wait,
that.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Say she's got all of a sudden like sensitive nipples where she's like, my undercarriage is moist.
Yeah, I get that. I get it. I mean, they're J-Lo. Both very, very attractive. Just the twisting thing. Okay, all right. All right. Can I fondle before I twist?
Fondle yourself or her?
Well, I mean, her. I mean,
two hands.
If she wants me to, I'm not.
Yep.
I would never do it against her will. You know, let's just be clear about that. Is this good to go? Could you sign this document that says you're giving me permission to actually start
twist
the twisting
you or spank you?
May the twisting commence.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Mind if I go for some twisties?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
Let's see what else I get.
You ever walked out of a grocery store with something you know you didn't pay for? Do you go back?
Yes.
You do. Even if it's something...
Yeah, because you may get caught in the long run.
Yeah, but let's say you're walking out, you're in the car, you get in the car, and you look, oh my God, look at that, it's on the bottom of the thing, I didn't put that bag of dog food. You would go back in and pay for it.
No.
Yay. I don't know. I guess I would hope so.
I went to the store. The kids were little. Okay? So one of them was in the grocery carriage, and one of them was in the seat.
Now you're extenuating circumstances.
All right, hold on. So I go, and Valerie's there, and we're doing the shopping and stuff like that, and I would give the kids, I'd grab one of those little oyster cracker packages and give them a cracker as we go along, and everybody's good. I had an extra thing of crackers in my pocket.
One little baggie?
Yeah, one small little baggie. And I got to the car, and I pulled it out. I'm like, oh, cool. Valerie's like, did you pay for that? I said, no, I paid for the other two.
I wouldn't pay for that either.
I paid for the other two.
It was an honest mistake.
I said, I didn't know, I forgot it was in my pocket. She's like, go.
60 cents or something. Come on.
10 cents, Kelly.
10 cents?
Go back in and pay for it. I'm like, honey, the kids were like 6 months, you know, small. I'm like, you kidding me? This is like 10 cents.
First off.
And she sat there with her arm out, pointing at the store. This really happened at Shaw's in Dover. All right. Pointing at the store. I'm like, get out of here. I'm not going back.
What was the, it was just in the news
2 minutes
today.
Later, I'm in the store and I'm paying for it.
Your wife says
because,
so.
Because she would not relent. It was like, are you serious?
Pennsylvania man no longer spends 7 years behind bars for underpaying by less than 50 cents for a Mountain Dew. Joseph Sabaluski received a letter earlier this week notifying him of his drop charges. His bond remains at $50,000. He was arrested back in August for placing $2 on a gas station counter outside of Harrisburg, thinking that his Mountain Dew only cost $1.50. It was actually $2.43. That less than 50 cent difference was enough for the gas station staff to call the police.
That's a shame. Oh. That's a freaking shame.
And he had
shame.
A past record, apparently, because he was arrested. So it was classified as a third degree felony.
Goddamn shame right there.
Wow. Yep.
Overcrowding
so maybe that's
prison
the
because of
law
that.
You go back and pay for it.
Because some guy couldn't intercede and go, hey, a little common sense here. Do it again, you're going to the joint.
Right.
You know
well,
what I mean?
He did it quite a few times.
You know.
We don't, doesn't say what he's arrested for, yeah. But he was arrested, so it was a felony.
It's okay. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, what's your next one, Laura?
Okay, let's see. If you could snap your fingers and make any one species go extinct, what species would you choose?
Well, I know. I mean, anything I say, Kelly's going to say, well, it's part of the food chain.
Well, mosquitoes, I don't know. I don't know if mosquitoes do anything good.
Yeah. Mosquitoes, I'd get rid of. Absolutely.
Mosquitoes are disgusting.
Biggest spreader of disease, aren't they? Right. Biggest spreader of disease.
Yep. They have a.
Ticks? Lyme disease.
Do ticks serve a purpose?
No. I don't think so.
Feeding roosters, I guess. Chickens.
Chickens love them.
My immediate thing would be snakes. But I know that snakes do perform a service. They do, you know, eat rodents and stuff like that. But I don't like snakes. So I would go in that order. I would go mosquitoes, ticks, snakes. I do that.
Yeah, I like the snakes. I'm cool.
All right, you got to marry or bang or kill. Okay. One of those three. What are you going to marry? What are you going to bang? What are you
going to
kill?
I'm going to... kill the ticks.
You're going to kill the tick?
I'm going to have...
What's the...
You're going to bang?
I'm going to bang the tick.
No, show it I'd the bang boss. The snake. The snake can, like, wrap
no,
his...
No, you marry different... the snake. It's the only thing that's even remotely, you know... You
yeah,
can't,
it's got a personality.
You obviously... You kill the mosquito, you bang the tick. And then you marry the snake.
Well, no, because
the old tick,
sorry,
the tick gets on your junk, and then it bites in, and then you get Lyme disease.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That, I just threw that out. I just when you said three things, it just brought
me
right to marry, bang, kill.
Tick, or more to the insects, because the lifespan is so much shorter. It's going to die, and you're going to be free of the burden.
Yeah,
probably
that mosquito,
a good idea.
As soon as he eats your blood, right? They die.
Didn't think of that, Kelly. Kelly, would you rather climb naked up a large cactus or climb over an electrified fence?
I think that's an unhit. Oh my God!
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with let me give you the problem of the electrified fence from my perspective. I'm the guy that gets to the top of the fence and goes to get over the top of it. And as soon as you start getting shocked, it's not like you're getting blown off that fence like in Jurassic Park.
Yep.
You're getting zapped, and I'm a big guy, and I fall on it. You know what I mean? Down on the top of it, and I'll continue to get zapped, but I will take that over the cactus because, man. I don't ever want to fall on a cactus.
Oh, I got one in the finger the other day. They hurt.
You do not want to mess with that. Scotty, climbing the fence, what are you doing? Electrified fence, naked, or climbing a cactus? What are you doing?
Fence.
Me too.
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm back and forth because some cactuses, if you...
Maybe you can just have fun and guess one.
Taking the cactus. Sorry.
She doesn't like it. Don't use the word.
I know, but sometimes she has to break it down.
I do. That's what I'm thinking. Putting me in this situation.
Yep. She's pragmatic. She's pragmatic. What's your next one?
If you could live in anyone's head for 15 minutes, who would you choose? Has to be a living person. I don't even know if I'd want to live in anyone's head.
Right.
I have enough of my own head.
Elon Musk.
Oh my God. Friggin' amazing answer.
What's going on in there?
Yeah.
What level? He's at a level that's not even human.
I don't think that'd be a good... No, because...
Britney Spears.
That would be terrifying. I don't...
Like doing acid.
And I think that would be scary. Like, my fear of Britney Spears is I want her to be okay.
Yeah, but with
but
Musk...
But I'm afraid that she isn't.
With Musk, I think it would be too much pressure. Like, 15 minutes and you get out of that brain, you're like,
you know
what
it'd be like?
Just happen?
It would be like what they use in movies when you go into a wormhole. Like when you go to hyperspace, right? That's what being in Elon Musk's mind would be
like. I feel
like
it would be all these pictures of ideas and just moving on. Ooh, no.
Exactly. I would want to be John Carpenter's mind. Because not only is he a musician, but he's also, you know, does a lot of stuff in the horror world.
Why wouldn't you want to be in like a drummer's mind? I would think that would be, like I would say Sinatra. But,
yeah, but then
know.
When he gets out of it, he's going to be like, oh, shit.
I'm pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he already knows that. He knows that.
Like, wow, how did he put that together?
Whose mind do you want to be in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, answer it.
What's your answer?
Somebody.
I'm thinking somebody that I could like laugh, and I know it's horrible to say, but if I was 15 minutes in Kelly's mind, I'm sure when I got out, I would be laughing and
But then what if you came out of it and you're like, he likes to do what? What if you find out that
what if you found out that he has touched himself thinking of you?
Yeah.
Okay, no, forget it.
What if you get inside Kelly's mind and you're in it?
Yeah. You're already there.
Yeah.
You're in it as a friend, Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all kissed friends.
I don't want any of my family because I don't like Jeff, I don't want to know what he really thinks of me or my kids.
The conversation that was had a few days ago about whether or not we thought of Laura in that way when we were maybe, if any of us were to
at one point,
start the lawnmower.
Maybe when you were new.
Start our own lawnmower.
No.
Because we hadn't known you. It was less guilt on our part because we really hadn't known you at that point.
And you were like...
No.
You're still...
Never.
Hot.
Absolutely never.
I'm still trying to make it up for it.
You still had that new girl smell.
These are the wow. These are the conversations, the weird, really conversations that we have as friends, you know. And Laura participates in them. She's, you know, but no, Laura, not once ever. And I would honestly admit it if it were true, not once. So Scotty does not believe me, but it's the truth. Scotty all the time. Not that I think of him all the time. I'm saying that he thinks of you all the time.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Let's get to cooking on a budget.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Jeez, I'm not
ready. Do we have time for that today?
I am not ready. Okay. We do.
Cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boys believes that saving you money is cool.
Laura Boys, cooking on a budget. I'm gonna save you some money and give you some menus. I forgot. Forgot all about it.
Well, here I am.
Oh, Laura. I'm just up here in the courtesy booth shoppers dreaming about Laura. Oh my God. She's got that smock on. And I love the smock shoppers. I'm up here in the courtesy booth with a smock wrapped around my jaw.
I can't even.
It's time for cooking on a budget, shoppers.
Okay, well, Greg, your food of the week. I get two of them at Market Basket. I don't know if you heard of the Autumn Glory apples.
I haven't, actually.
It's a cross between a couple apples, and they say they taste like cinnamon and caramel all in one bite of your apple.
Are these like the weird cotton candy grapes? Because those are good for about 5 seconds, and then they just seem unnatural.
Yeah, I don't know about them. My kids like them.
What are these called?
Autumn Glory.
And what store am I going to?
Market Basket.
All right, I'm going today.
And I'm
going
to tell you what they... It's a comp...
You don't have to tell me. I'll go try them.
I think it's a Fuji apple with...
Fuji's good.
Yeah.
It's two different kinds of apples that they kind of crossbred. And yeah, it said sweet and crisp with caramel notes and subtle hints of cinnamon in it.
Honey, he was one of my favorite managers in the WWF.
Honey Crisp. I'll take a Cortland. I'll take a... I don't want any Red Delicious. I'll take a Gala. I'll take a... Pink Lady isn't even bad.
I don't mind the Red Delicious, but I don't want them in the fall because I feel like I'm cheating on New England.
Mac, Jersey Mac, all that stuff.
These are grown in Central Washington. Mm-hmm. So they're super sweet, but everybody's
crazy. I'm going to try them today.
I'm going to go get them today.
That's, you should have a New England apple today.
Well, I mean,
you should wait till later in the winter to have the Washington ones.
Well, these are on sale
starting on
Sunday.
On sale today.
Oh, well, no, okay. not till Sunday.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Shoot out New England.
Anyways, and your other one, I know you've been into your big Atlantic salmon kick, and Hannaford $7.99 a pound.
I'll be hitting
starting on Sunday.
I'll be hitting that.
Kelly, your beer sales of the week, UFO Night Shift, Elysian Space Dust.
Elysian, yeah.
Yeah, I always say
that
it wrong.
They're pretty consistent keeping that low price.
Yeah, those ones are all $13.99. Right. And then in your 15 packs, you've got your Founders All Day IPA, Harpoon Rec League, and Goose Island IPA, $14.99 for the 15 pack.
Right.
Roadkill, your sweet of the week, cinnamon buns, $3.19. That's saving 90 cents a pack.
Nice.
Six pack, you can get a frosted or glazed.
Nice.
Now, Hannaford, your sales will end on Saturday. We have your boneless sirloin tip, $6.99 a pound. Your drumsticks or thighs, 89 cents a pound. I told you about the salmon. Red or green seedless grapes, $1.49 a pound. And your winter squashes at 99 cents a pound. Now, Aldi, your sales end on Saturday. You have your blackberries, $1.49. Your cherub tomatoes, $2.89. Mangoes, 89 cents. Your fresh pack split chicken breast, $1.29 a pound. And your ground beef, this is a 73% lean, so it's not. It is a little fatty. It's $2.29 a pound. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. This week, your Just For You sales, they're doing just a 3-day sale. But you are, if you want to roast or you want to put a roast in the freezer because it's obviously getting into those cooler months, your Eye of Round, Bottom Round, Chuck Tender, or Bone and Chuck Roast, all your roasts, $2.77 a pound. Again, this is only for the 3-day sale at Shaw's. Your shaved steak, only $3.97 for your two packages, or they limit you to two.
I'm up for a good shaved steak sandwich.
Oh, well, this is the week to buy it because at $3.97, everywhere else, if you've known, they used to always be $5.99. Now it's up to $7.99. Market Basket has them on sale starting Sunday at $6.99, but at $3.97, you can get two packages.
All right, not bad.
That's at Shaw's. Purdue chicken nuggets, tenders, or patties, only $4.97. They'll limit you to two. Your red seedless grapes, 77 cents a pound. Which is great. Your polar soda, seltzer, or mixers, only 57 cents, and that's for the liter bottles. They'll limit you to four. Your Lay's potato chips, your kettle or Ruffles, and your tortilla chips, only $1.97. Your Lucerne shredded cheese, only $1.97. And your signature select pizza, those are the frozen pizzas from Shaw's, $2.47. And those ones are pretty damn good. I like the barbecue chicken with some red pepper.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the mango?
Mango, your cheapest mangoes are going to 89 cents. Each at our Aldi.
Cavemen used to eat mangoes. Mango woods. Mango cigar.
What the heck?
Mango hunt.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Also at Shaw's, your 20 to 30 count scallops, $6.97. Yeah. Progresso vegetable soups. I know you usually like the meat ones, Kelly, but the vegetable soups at Shaw's, 88 cents. Oh, Thomas English muffins, buy one, get two free, which is a pretty good deal. Your Coke, your Pepsi, and your Schweppes seltzers, buy two, get two free. Winter squash there, also 99 cents a pound. They're doing strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries. Buy two, get one free. Your fresh ground beef or Shady Brook ground turkey, $3.99 a pound. Your Purdue chicken nuggets or cutlets, 3 for $10. And your Dole salad blends, your sweet mini peppers or grape tomatoes, 2 for $5. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. Boneless pot roast, $3.99 a pound there. Beef shaved steak, like I said, $5.99 at Market Basket. Still a better deal to go to Shaw's for the 3-day sale. Boneless pork chops, $2.49 a pound. Your large white eggs, 99 cents. I've been doing it more often because eggs are kind of expensive. I've been buying the white ones when they're on sale, even though I'm a brown egg girl. They kind of taste the same, I guess.
I'm never buying white eggs.
I don't
just
want
not to. Doing it. Not doing it. I don't even know why. I don't even have a reason.
But
just always been brown eggs.
99 cents. I know. My chickens always laid the brown eggs. That's what I like.
I don't care. 99 cents.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I don't care.
I'm worth it. The okay. bump up to the brown egg. Totally worth it.
Anyways, Thomas and Geschmuffins, they're on sale for 2 for $5. But again, better deal at Shaw's. Your Mrs. Buzz fresh white meat chicken pie, $5.99. Sirloin patties, pre-made, already done for you at Market Basket, $7.99 for the 4-pack, 90% lean. Whole chickens, only 99 cents a pound. Ground turkey, $3.29. And your Rana Fresh pastas and sauces, those are all on sale, all different prices. But I love the Rana Fresh pasta. It adds so much to your meal. So you can check out all the prices, and the link is there at morningbuzz.com. Your recipes this week, I have the corn and shrimp chowder from last week, the ham and cheese puff pastry, and your chicken pot pie stuffed croissants.
All good, too, by the way. All with the Morning Buzz thumb of a stamp of endorsement for those.
Sir. Now,
she makes them on Sunday for the football crew. Then she brings in a sample on Monday, and then we try it. So we can verify that this stuff is good she's giving you recipes for.
Next week, I know you guys aren't trying it next week, but I'm making shrimp toast. Now, do you guys say General So or General Sal?
I've always known it as Sal.
I've always said Sal, yeah, but so. I know they. Like, if you're really supposed to pronounce it, it's a different way. But General Sal's meatballs over rice noodles, a wonton soup, and spring rolls. That's what I am making. I know you guys aren't trying, but I'm still going to give the recipes
and
next
the
week.
Recipes will be next week. All right, yeah.
There you go. Nice job, Laura. Nice job.
Nice luck.
Well, man, go home. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go home. So. Wow, what a day. But you know what? Much more together than yesterday. Yesterday we were all over the place. But thank you for checking out The Buzz 24/7, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.